And I'll start. Again, so just lie on your back. Let yourself settle into the floor. And sense how you're making contact with the floor. Sense how spread your legs are. Sense how turned out the angle that your toes are making. Are they pointed straight up to the ceiling? Or are they pointed out to the side? Notice the back of your pelvis. Are you making more contact towards the left side or the right side of the pelvis? How's your low back making contact? Is how your low back's making contact related to how your pelvis is making contact? Scan up your spine. And then sense how your shoulders are making contact with the ground, with the floor. Is the left side making a little bit more contact than the right? Or is it the other way around? Which shoulder is giving its weight to the floor more? And then sense also how your head is lying. If you were to draw, if you had a laser pointer on your nose that was pointing up to the ceiling, would it go straight up above you? Would it go a little bit to the right? Would it go a little bit to the left? And then sense your two arms as well, how they're sinking into the ground. And then come and roll onto your right side. However, roll onto your right side, bend your knees, and then bring your left foot a little bit back, and then bring your knee up so that your left foot is standing. And then bring your right arm and point it up to the ceiling. And so you can be, this is sort of like a partially on the right side lying position. It's sort of halfway between lying on the side and halfway between lying on the back. And any place in between that is comfortable for you is fine. With your head face towards, looking towards the left hand. So you want to look towards the left hand. And what that's going to do is you're going to roll a little bit more on your back. So you're sort of like halfway between your side and your back, wherever is comfortable. And your right arm can be, again, wherever you like is comfortable. This is going to be our basic position. And this is going to be our basic position. And we're going to do movements from here, so we want to make sure that it's nice and comfortable. And one thing you want to make sure too is that your left foot is nice and standing, so that you have a good contact there. Okay, so the first thing we want to do is we want to move the left knee right and left. So just slowly, easily, the left knee just goes right and left. And your head and your hand stay relatively in the same place. It's just the left knee going right and left, slowly, gently. And as you do that, your pelvis is going to roll a little bit to the right and to the left, and that's going to move your low back. Roll your pelvis, roll your ribs a little bit. And now pause with that. Leave your knee standing. And now Let's do this same sort of rolling left and right motion, but now let's bring the knees and the arm and the head all together. So all three roll together to the left and to the right a little bit. Again, slowly. Doesn't matter how far you go. We just want to coordinate it. You could imagine that, again, if there were laser pointers on your fingers and on your kneecap, that the arc that they would traverse on the ceiling would be the same for your knee and for your hand and for your head. Just a little bit to the left and right. You don't need to go all the way out to the... You don't want to go all the way out to the left. So you're basically, you know, you're just going in a small arc relative to the thing. But what you want to do is you want to make sure that the knee and the arm stay in line with each other. So the knee, arm, and the head are all fixed. And let's leave that and let's rest, lie on the back and rest. And sense now, in just doing this little bit, if there's any difference between the left side and the right side. Has one side sunk a little bit more into the floor? Okay, roll over onto your right side. Let's come into that same position again. Okay, so now let's have the left arm up, pointed towards the ceiling, and your head is facing the hand. And so now let's leave the knee standing in place, and let's move the head and the left arm left and right together. Again, it's a small movement, slowly. And really, all you want to do is you want to ask that the knee stays standing, pointed straight up to the ceiling, while your head and your arm go slowly left and right. Make sure the movement is comfortable and easy. And now, let's bring everything to the center. So the head and the left arm are pointed up to the ceiling. And now let's try taking the knee opposite of the head and the arm. So as the head and the arm go to the left, the knee goes to the right, and then you come back. So now you're going to have to do a smaller movement. Slowly. So that when they go left and right, they meet at the same time in the middle. That's really good. Make sure you go both to the left and to the right. Just coordinate that movement really nicely. And leave it and lie on the back and rest. Sense how you're making contact now? Is there anything different about the left side than there was when we first scanned this morning? Okay, so let's roll over again, partially onto the right side, same position. The knee pointed up and the arm pointed up to the ceiling, the head looking at the hand. So what I want you to do is I want you to make sure that you get your left foot is actually and knee is in a position, a good standing position. So if you can, see if you can actually push through just a little bit the heel of your foot through your foot to lift that side of your pelvis. That's the kind of position you'd want to be in. So if you push through your foot so you can lift the pelvis a little bit more. Okay. So now let's roll with the knees and the arm and the head all together, just to the left and to the right. So knee, arm, and the head follows. So your eyes are looking at your hand the whole time as you go back and forth. And now sense too, is this any easier? Is this a little simpler than it was before? So now, can you pause for a moment at the center? Can you now take the head in the opposite direction of the knees and the arm? So your head is going to roll to the left as your knee and arms go to the right, and vice versa. Again, slowly. There you go. Yeah. Now it doesn't have to be a big movement. You don't have to go 90 degrees to the left and 90 degrees to the right. You could go 5 degrees to the left and to the right, and you would still get the same benefit.
This feels all right. This feels left.
Yes, your head and your arm go opposite. So the knee and the arm are together, and the head goes opposite of that. And the eyes go with the head. So your eyes and your head are looking together in the opposite direction. So now the only time that you're really going to see the hand, at least super clearly, is when you pass through the middle. So when you pass through the middle, your head, your arm, and your knee are both going to be aligned. So see if you can track that. You could even close your eyes and do this. You can track the movement of your arm in space, the movement of your left leg in space, and your head. And sort of track the angles or the positioning as these things go back and forth. Now open your eyes as you do it. And now let's try doing something. So let's make this a comfortable movement so that we can repeat it. But now let's, as your head goes opposite of your arm, now have your eyes follow your hand. So your knee and your arm are doing the same thing. Your head is going opposite, but your eye is following the hand. So your eye is going opposite of your head. Again, this is difficult to do. So it helps to do small movements slowly. If you do it slowly, it's easier for your brain to figure out. So the arm and the knee are going left and right together. Your head is going opposite, but your eye is following the hand. So with your eye, track the hand, but make sure that you're actually rolling your head opposite. And leave that and lie on your back. Sense the growing differences between the left side and the right side as you're lying here on the floor. Now, one of the strategies that we're using here in this ATM is, you know, as you guys know, it's not stretching, it's not like exercise and stuff, but there is something about when the nervous system tries to coordinate movement that learning occurs inside the motor cortex of the brain. And one of the things that we're doing is when we started out with, we're doing what's called undifferentiated movement. So in this case, the knee, the arm, the head, and the eyes all move together. And that's the most basic type of movement. It's the first thing that you learn how to do when you were a baby. And it's perhaps the last thing you know how to do before you die. I'm not sure. But then what we're doing is we're slowly breaking up that pattern and we're creating differentiations. So there's four things that we're tracking: the knee, the arm, the head, and the eyes. And these things can all go move together, left and right, or there's different options for having them go opposite. And we're going to explore a couple more of these and then see what effect this has, not just on how you turn, but on your breathing, on your walking, these kinds of things. So if you would please roll again into that partially on your right side position. Left arm pointed up to the ceiling, knee standing in a good position so that you could push through it if you needed to. We're not going to need to. And so let's just now bring everything, that knee, head, eyes, and arm, left and right, gently to the left and the right together. And just sense how this is coming now. Is it a little bit simpler? Okay, so pause at the center. Now what we're going to do is we're going to take the knee again alone, just to the left and to the right. And the head and the eyes and the arm are in the center. So now, take the head and the eyes and go with the knee, but leave the arm fixed, pointed straight up. The arm is quiet. The arm is just pointed straight up to the ceiling. There's almost something holding it, you know, so strings holding it from the ceiling. The knee goes left and the right, and the head goes with the knee. So now, can you leave the head in the center and just track the knee with the eyes? So you're probably not actually going to see the knee, but just track along the ceiling. Just track along the ceiling with your eyes in the same arc that the knee is traversing. So the task is not, let's make this a big movement, but can I, in a very precise way, track the arc of the knee with my eyes on the ceiling? And the more that you're able to inhabit that, the more something is going to change. This is really, really nice. All right, pause and lie on your back. And go ahead and lie on your back. Just feel how you're making contact, the differences between the left side and the right side. Is one side feeling a little longer than the other? So, with these four points, the knee, the arm, the head, and the eyes, and then the possibilities of coordinating movement and differentiating movement, there's lots of possibilities of how we could be doing this. We're not going to explore all of them because it's not really necessary for the learning. Okay. One more time. Roll over onto your right side, partially onto your right side. Let's inhabit the same position. All right. And now, let's leave everything else fixed, and let's just take the arm left and right. So the head doesn't really roll. The knee stays in the same place. It's a nice, small movement. And if your head is fixed and your eyes are fixed, you're not tracking the hand with the eyes. Your eyes are just looking straight up into the ceiling. And it really only comes into your field of view when the hand is straight above you. So now, let's actually follow the hand with the eyes, but leave the head still. So now your eyes are making a perfect arc with the hand, following the hand. And breathe as you do it, but also get a sense for, make sure you check in with the knee, and you just make sure the knee is fixed and that you're paying attention, that is there any rolling in the back of the head? You know? Now you don't want to lock it down, but you just want to understand, is there? Do you know what you're doing? So now, let's differentiate the eyes and the arm. So now make the eyes go opposite of the hand. So you keep your head fixed. Keep your head, I shouldn't say the word fixed, I'm sorry. Keep the head just in the center, but now your eyes are going opposite of your hand. So they go to the left as the hand goes to the right. And this just really necessitates a nice, slow, small, even movement. So, now we're going to add to the challenge a little bit. As the eyes go opposite, can the head track the hand, but the eyes actually go opposite? So roll your head with the hand, right and left with the hand, but make the eyes go opposite. Again, it's easier if you do a small movement, slowly. So head is with the arm. One way to make this a little bit easier if you're having difficulty is to actually think of it with your eyes, look at a straight point straight up in the ceiling, and then roll your head left and your right with the arm. And that gives your eyes a target to see as you roll left and right. And now let's try one more option, which is have the arm and the head go opposite from each other. But now see if you can keep your eyes on your hand. So the eyes and the hand go together, but the head goes opposite. And leave it and roll onto your back. And sense the differences between your left side and your right side, the growing differences. Does one leg feel longer? Does one arm feel longer? You take a deep breath. Where does that breath, is there a place that that breath prefers? A side that the breath prefers? So let's actually come up to standing and just walk around a little bit and feel now, having just worked on this one side, what it's like to walk around. What's it like in the left hip joint and in the right hip joint? How do your feet make contact with the floor? Are you drawn to a particular side of the room as you walk? And just leave any paying attention, just walk a little bit more. And then come back to your place on the floor. Lie down. And now let's roll onto the left side. And let's get into this partially on the left side position here. Now one thing that makes this position just a little bit better is if you bend your bottom knee. So bend your left knee just a little bit so that it's a little bit out to the side. A little bit more like this. There you go, yeah. So you're kind of between on your back and on your side. You don't want the entire back to be on the floor, but you don't want to be fully on the side either. All right. So in this position, and then make sure your foot, if you can, is in a good position. Your knee is pointed up to the ceiling, so your foot is really standing on your mat. And now, again, with everything, your knee, the arm, and the head, let's slowly go left and the right together. So your head tracks your arm, tracks your knee, and they're all moving together. So if your knee goes 5 degrees to the left and to the right, your arm and your head go 5 degrees to the left and to the right. It's not important that you do a big movement. It's important that you know what you're doing. Close the door here. And sense, how is this different than on the other side? Can you find differences? Is it in the knee? Is it in the arm? Perhaps even in the eyes. And pause and let it go and rest on your back. Let's roll over onto the left side again. Let's get into that same position. Left arm, right arm now pointed up to the ceiling. The hardest thing in teaching ATM lessons is to keep the left and the right cord straight. Your hand is pointing up to the ceiling. Your knee is pointed up to the ceiling. And now, let's slowly take only the knee left and the right. Left and right. So everything else is fixed. And you're going to feel as the knee goes left and right that the pelvis is also going to roll a little bit. And that there's going to be some response in your rib cage. And you don't hold your arm, you don't hold your head rigidly, but they're just quiet. Now, of course, if you took your knee and went all the way to the left and all the way to the right, basically you would have to hold your head in order to keep it from moving because your head and your pelvis are attached. But in a small region. Okay. Now, let your head go with your knee, but keep your arm up there. And sense your spine. Your spine links the pelvis and the head. It's a big chain. And can you feel how the spine responds to the coordinated movement of the knee and the head? And can you sense that even in the process of keeping your arm pointed straight up still to the ceiling, you're actually having to make minute adjustments to keep the arm in the ceiling to respond to the knee and the arm, the knee and the head rolling left and the right. So you're not, these adjustments just come automatically. Your lower centers of your nervous system know how to do this. But still, there is some subtle adjustments that take place with your shoulder blades sliding on the rib cage and in the shoulder joint itself. Leave it and lie on the back. And again, scan yourself, sense all the things that you've been noticing and how they change. But in particular now, in this last variation, we didn't move the right arm at all. And do you sense a difference in the right arm from the last time that we did a scan? The right arm was still, it was up to the ceiling the whole time. Okay, roll over onto the left side again, this partial left side position. Okay, now let's bring the knee left and the right, left and right, but let's have the arm go opposite the knee. So now let's see, what is it, figure out for yourself. What is it that you would prefer to do with the head? Would you prefer the head to go with the arm? Or would you prefer the head to go to the knee, with the knee? What is more natural for you? Another possibility, of course, is also you could just leave the head in the middle. But pick either going, the head going with the knee or the head going with the arm. After one or two more movements, we're going to switch it. So now, involve the head with the movement of the other. So if you were doing the knee, the head is now going with the arm. Vice versa. It's really nice. Now, what are your eyes doing? I'm not asking you to do anything with your eyes, but I want you to know what your eyes are doing. Can you close your left eye? How does this change the movement? You close the left eye. Open the left eye. So both eyes are open now. Close the right eye. Do a couple movements with the right eye closed. Then open both of them again. Is it easier with both eyes open? With one eye, was the movement much harder with one eye than with the other? Okay, leave it and lie on your back. Rest. Now we did these little variations with the eyes, one eye open and one eye closed. You know, do you sense any differences in the way the back of your head is lying on the floor? If you imagined, you know, the arc of your neck shouldn't be really lying on the floor. The vertebrae are a little bit off, but how far off the floor those are, if there's any difference, the softness in the top of your spine. Open just your right eye. Open just your left eye. So close the other. And just let it go. Okay, again, let's roll over onto the left side. Let's inhabit that same position. So, right knee to the ceiling, right arm up to the ceiling, head looking to the ceiling, eyes looking to the ceiling. Okay. So now, let's bring the knee and the arm to the left and to the right together. But let's go the head the opposite way. And have your eyes go with your head. So, now what you're going to get is the whole torso, the knee and the arm are moving together. So the whole torso is going to roll a little bit to the left and the right. And now we're differentiating the movement of the head from that. So again, track the arc of the arm and the arc of the knee. And as much as possible, make those be aligned. I haven't emphasized that lately, but this is something that you want in your, you know, you want to have that in the background throughout. In a way, doing an ATM lesson is a little bit like juggling. Now, there's a lot of balls, particularly in this lesson, there's a lot of balls to keep up in the air. So now, keep doing this movement, but now have the eyes follow the hand and the knee. So we're differentiating the eyes from the head, as the head is differentiated from the arm and the knee. Make sure you have a nice breathing. So as you do this movement, of course, your head is going opposite of your arm, but can you always see your hand with your eye? If you can't, if you go so far that you can no longer see it, then you might want to do a little bit less of an arc. Now, should we get brave? Let's close the left eye. So now just the right eye is open. And the right eye is tracking the hand as the head is moving opposite. And the knee and the arm are all moving together. That's beautiful. Open both eyes. Now, move everything together. So the head, eyes, and hand all go together. Just do this a couple times. And leave it and line your back. And again, sense the changes between the left and the right side. Maybe things were really different before and they're becoming more balanced now that we've worked the second side. Gently roll your head to the left and to the right. This is how that is for you now. And you can pause with that. Okay, let's roll over onto your left side one more time. Let's inhabit the same position, arm up to the ceiling. So now let's just take your left arm left and right all by itself first. So everything else is still and quiet. And now take your knee and your head opposite of the arm. Slowly, gently. And your eyes follow your head in this case. And now track your hand with your eyes as you continue doing this movement. And as you do all this, sense again how your pelvis is moving, how your spine is, how your shoulder blade rolls along the back. And now bring the head and follow the knees and the arm continue to go opposite, but the head now follows the arm. Now, can you continue doing this, but with the eyes follow the knee? So you probably won't be able to see the knee, but so your head keeps going with your arm, but with your eyes, differentiate. So you want your head to go with your arm. I think this is probably the most difficult variation. Head and the arm are together. So one thing you can do with your eyes is you can just look straight up, find a spot straight up on the ceiling and keep your eye just looking straight up. There. And pause in the center. And now once again, let's just take everything together to the left and to the right. And see if there's any difference with that from when you started on this side. So just it's not a big range of motion thing. So is there a greater ease? This motion. Is it easier to coordinate the knee, the arm, and the head all moving together in the same arc? And leave it and line your back. Sense how you're bearing weight through the back of your pelvis. See how it is that you're feeling the chain of your spine now. How your shoulder blades are making contact, how your arms are releasing down into the floor. Do your arms feel longer? Do your legs feel longer? If you feel longer, does it mean you're taller? Let's find out. Stand up. So roll to the side, come up to sit. And just stand and, you know, I like to close my eyes sometimes when I first stand up, and just allows me to inhabit inside myself and feel how the weight of my torso is coming onto the pelvis and then how that weight is being distributed through the leg bones into my feet. And then open your eyes and walk around a little bit. And that is that.